Well, it's that time of the week on a Monday when we talk to our Mayor Julia Loy, and she's joining me now. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, it's all been exciting for the Today Show, the Breakfast Show, TV, Channel 9 coming up to our part of the world. It's great. I mean, any exposure like this is wonderful for our part of the world, isn't it?
Look, it's fantastic exposure for us. It gives us an opportunity to tell our whole nation that we are not only open to business, that we have very much survived our recent weather events. Mm-hmm. We have a fantastic series of tourism experiences to offer to everyone, including World Heritage Rainforest, the Daintree Rainforest, and of course the World Heritage Great Barrier Reef. So we know that down south it is getting colder.
Oh, yeah.
And of course they can see the, you know, the stunning beauty of what we have to offer. Certainly always emphasise the fabulous weather. And so I think we're very, very fortunate, because even if people are watching breakfast and doing other things in the morning, what they will see is absolutely stunning images of the beautiful Douglas Shire.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to get those images too. Now, Julia, the Adani coal mine is very much part of the current federal election, but what's your thoughts on it for our region?
Look, certainly for our region, and particularly for the Douglas Shire, anything that contributes to higher emissions and climate change is a big negative for us. We know that this is very much supported by the community as well. Every time we have had any type of a Save the Reef rally, for example, along our 4 Mile Beach, there's been a really huge roll-up. Certainly, I think the last thing that we need is a coal mine, a new coal mine opening up. It is definitely the last thing that we need in Australia. And so for all those reasons, certainly, I certainly oppose it, and I know that that's supported by many people in the community.
Well, some of the politicians, particularly the LNP, say that it'll create a huge amount of jobs.
So it's very interesting reading a lot of the literature around. There's a lot of debate about how many jobs it will create. Certainly in the long term, because a lot of it will be automated. And it's very interesting. I was reading an article just over the weekend by Karen Middleton, who's been following this for some time.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly she states that CSIRO has stepped back on the approval that certainly was given by the Minister for Environment mid last week. And there's a number of reasons why they state that. And they really virtually say that whilst they are responsible for answering a narrow set of questions, they haven't given the project's whole groundwater plan a tick of approval. There's a lot of concern about the haste that this was given so close, of course, to the announcement to the federal election.
Mm.
And also, I suppose, some very brazen, I suppose, and some people might say bullying comments by Mrs. Price's colleagues. I mean, Queensland is a very big state. Certainly there's certain areas around Rockhampton and Bowen and places like that that I know do welcome the mine. But certainly for us, particularly the impact on climate change and the effect that it can have on the Great Barrier Reef, but also actually globally and nationally, I think the mood has changed so much in terms of a real recognition of the impacts of climate change. And we've certainly had a horrendous last few months in terms of weather in Australia and also in other parts of the world. And so I think the idea of reducing emissions and very much not only just meeting the Paris climate change targets, but even going beyond that, is something that a lot of people support, particularly young people.
Mm. Well, Julia, we had a vessel catch fire and sink in the inlet. We learned through the Gazette newspaper that the vessel was uninsured. So here we have another wreck that I know you as a council have been trying to get rid of for some time and working on the plan to do all of that. I mean, to me, it is unacceptable, Julia.
I couldn't agree with you more, Paul. Certainly, my work with the War on Wrecks Task Force, that state government task force, has identified 13 wrecks in the Port Douglas Dixon Inlet, and they're underway to be removed. Some of them have already been removed, so a contract has been given out to do that. Certainly this one certainly has captured everyone's attention, and thankfully no one was hurt, and certainly now, unfortunately, it has sunk. And so there's also quite a move afoot to try and actually get rid of some of the vessels, of course, that
have some of them, of course, you see when they're sort of only half submerged, but we've also got wrecks that are on the floor or the sea level, and so we need to do something about those as well.
Absolutely.
Certainly with the issues of insurance and registration, these are all some of the long-term things that the task force is looking at. There needs to be legislative changes, as you would expect, for some of those types of new requirements, and there would have to be a lot of consultation with a lot of different organisations and groups. But the task force has completed a report. It was asked by the minister to do that within 6 months, and as part of that, there's a recommendation that the task force will continue for another 6 months because there is so much in this and there's a lot more work to be done.
Okay, we move on now to the Douglas Shire staff, council staff. They're working to finalise tender specifications for the next Daintree River ferry contract after receiving significant interest from big players. Now, we did discuss this a few weeks ago, but it seems to me that it's moving on and it won't kind of all come to resolution until right at the end of the year. Is that correct?
Yes, that is right, Paul. At the moment, we've put out expressions of interest and we've had some really good feedback. And as you've already said, from international firms as well. So what our project team is looking at, obviously, analysing these submissions before going out to market for the competitive tender process. But we're very pleased with the response so far. And in terms of timeframes, we're planning to invite tenders by no later than the 30th of June and to award the contract no later than December the 31st.
Now, Julia, we're talking with our Mayor, Julia Lloyd. Julia, the final concrete wall was sprayed on the Alexandra Range to stabilise the existing road lane there. Council, consultants and contractors have been working hard to repair the road. Now, I believe it's going to be around about 2 months to complete the whole lot.
Yes, that is our expectation at the moment. I'm not sure if you've seen on our Facebook the drone footage of some of the work as it's progressed. It's pretty amazing, actually, to see it in that way. And I think it gives people a really good understanding of really what we've been up to and the complexity in terms of the engineering solution. We do know now that we will be working on it for another 2 months. So, obviously, in all these circumstances, we do ask people for their patience and apologise for any inconvenience. But certainly, I think most people realise that we did have unprecedented weather during that time, and we've had more than 16 landslips all up, and of course this was a big one in terms of the road also in danger of subsidence.
Now, Julie, the proposed Wangetti Trail could be 15 k's longer than first expected. Now, what is the nuts and bolts of that? Why would that be so?
Look, I think throughout this whole project there's always been a lot of analysis and people looking at various aspects of the trail. And I know there is surveying that's continuing as well. And so every time they have another look at it, they're able to sort of either stretch out the track at the moment. And so what we've been advised from the state government and the special projects team, which at the moment is responsible for the project, that the trail is going to be a few k's longer, which is great news.
Certainly
we're thrilled that we've received $5.7 million from the state government to do that very important first stage, which is from Port Douglas down to Mowbray North, and including the fishing platform and croc spotting area as well.
Absolutely. Now, just finally, Julia, Douglas Shire Council put two reptilian-themed designs in front of local school students and skate park users for feedback this week at a proposed pump track at the Mossman Skate Park.
Yes, look, we're really pleased with the feedback that we've had from that. It's really great. We had a bit of publicity via, obviously, the Gazette and Cairns Post, and there was even a survey, I think, and people could actually vote for what they thought would be the best design. And I understand that the crocodile head, complete with teeth, was the most favoured design at this stage. I also went down to Mossman when the World Trail guys were down there chatting to kids, and that was a really great couple of hours. There were parents, there were grandparents, there were kids, and everyone was having a good look at what was proposed, and they were keeping tabs on votes as well, and even and certainly in Mossman as well, the croc design won out.
Yeah, well, that doesn't surprise me. Does not surprise me at all.
No, it doesn't really, because I also asked the designers, well, what is going to be the most fun for the kids and the most challenging?
Yep.
And they said that it will be the crocodile design. So.
There you go. There you go. All right, well, you have a wonderful morning and a great week, and we'll talk to you next week as per usual.
Okay, thanks very much, Paul. Bye-bye.